Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. We've got an information-packed show for you today. So if you are able to text or let your associates and clients know about this awesome show, please make sure that you do. The phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Well, we're broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, June 21st, 2010, from, of course, the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and, as always, ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Our lineup for you today includes a question from a listener who asked about Facebook. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Of course, we have Women About Biz announcements, our featured book club today, and we'll continue our discussion on business networking online through social networking. So we're really excited about that. We'll have a special guest on today, Rhonda White, who is an entrepreneur, speaker, coach, radio host, and, of course, she's a savvy networker on and offline. So Rhonda is also going to be sharing with me today information that I think all of us will be interested in hearing, and that is about networking. It's so important. We're also going to make sure that we give you great inspiration, and as always, you know that Successful Woman Radio is all about you developing yourself personally. It's all about showing you how you can tap into your own power to be as successful as you want to be. The sky is the limit. And so if this is something that you have not believed for yourself in a very, very long time, I am here to tell you that you can believe it. You can simply just start letting yourself know that you are going to be successful. You can manifest anything in your life. You can be anything that you want, and no one or nothing can hold you back, right? Exactly. So today we're going to be talking about some wonderful things on business networking online and offline. And again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and make sure that you let your associates know, if you can, via text. Dial into Successful Woman Radio, 347-637-2589. And again, for those of you that have just tuned in to our awesome show, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, your host and success coach, Trina Newby. We want to go ahead right away and get into our question of the week, and it is from Gloria Pico in Brooklyn, New York. She says, "Dear Coach Trina, I have implemented some of the things you mentioned on the last show about Facebook, and I wanted to know, how do I get people to become my friend on Facebook if I don't know them?" Well, Gloria, first of all, thank you for sending in your question. The first thing you want to do before you start inviting friends on Facebook, however, is to make sure you have set the foundation to receive your friends. And what that means is that you want to make sure you have set up your profile and information page properly. Remember, when you are on Facebook for the purpose of promoting your business, for the purpose of developing relationships so that you can benefit others with your products and your services, you want to stray away from utilizing your personal page in such a way, okay, in such a way that it detracts away from your business and people being able to see that you are professional. You also want to be extremely careful about the type of pictures and photos that you use on Facebook. And I want to just say to everyone today, you know, you really have to make sure that you are what you represent on the outside. Here's why. Just like in a relationship with a man and a woman, the man only sees what is presented to him from the outside, and vice versa. And the same is with business. When someone is first introduced to you, whether it's online or offline, the first thing they're going to see is your picture. And that picture has to say that 1,000 words. It has to say that this is a professional female who is in business for herself. She looks good. She seems to exude success and shows it through her picture. If it doesn't say that, I want everybody to look at their Facebook picture, because if your Facebook picture doesn't say that, one of two things have to happen. Number one, you need to put up a Facebook picture that does represent professionalism, if you have it available. Number two, if you do not have a professional picture, you are going to have professional pictures taken. Now, I can say for many people, you know, they might take a picture with their digital camera or what have you. All I can say is to make sure that your digital camera has great clarity and make sure that you're in a background, okay, that is neutral. Now, you can also take a look at malls, because malls have the great photo shops, and a lot of the times they can take a great digital picture for you with the perfect lighting, and it may be less expensive than going to a professional photographer altogether, okay? But the ultimate, of course, is to find a professional photographer who can take some great pictures for you so that you will be able to represent the type of view that you would want someone to be attracted to. So I wanted to stop there and make sure that everybody knows that about Facebook. It's important, okay? I think I've told the story before about being on one of the social networks and someone basically was saying about how she's a life coach and how she can help so many people and that she was a minister of the word. And then her picture, she was laying on the floor and what almost appeared to be nude, but it was actually a nude color bodysuit that was very sexual in nature, okay? And so it was a complete turnoff for anybody who was looking for spiritual guidance from an individual or looking for life coaching when her picture did not represent what she said she was. So we do have to be careful. Now, let me get back on track with you, Gloria. Remember, again, if you're using this for business, you definitely want to have a very clear and effective one-paragraph statement about who you are and how you can benefit others. And you do this through your info page. Normally, when people come onto your profile page, there are tabs at the top that let someone know what they can click on, okay? One such tab is info, and it's that's where you really get to brag on yourself. You really get to talk about who you are and what you do and how you can benefit others. And this is also where you need to be able to put links going directly back to your website, okay, or websites if you have more than one, which is very, very important. I also want to say be very, very careful about having so many contrasting web links that show you in so many different phases. Be very, very careful about that as well. Now, for finding friends, the first thing you'll want to do is to search for groups that share like interests that you do. For example, the Women About Biz group on Facebook has members that are primarily business women who are interested in networking with other women and promoting their products and services. So a lot of the times you can also go on groups just like Women About Biz on Facebook, and you can view people and what they are saying. Look for the people that are participating and making comments. Those are the people that are more than likely active on Facebook. So you want to click on their picture, which will take you to their profile page, read a little bit about them, and then if it seems like you have something in common with them or it seems like there's someone that you feel that you would want to network with, go ahead and add them as a friend and send a request, okay? But I also would recommend that you send them a quick message. Let them know quickly in a sentence who you are and why you want to connect with them, which is very, very important, okay? And I would recommend that you try, if you have a low number of friends and you're trying to increase your span, I would recommend that you try to befriend people anywhere between 5 to 10 people a day. Be patient with it. It does work. And remember, and this is where doing your business plan really comes in handy, believe it or not, because remember in your business plan you're supposed to identify the target group of your customers. Well, is that knowing about that target group is going to really help you, because if you know your target group's likes and dislikes, their age range or what have you, you can also look for groups that your customers might hang out on as well, and that's very, very important. And so from there you can learn about them, and if you share something in common again with your target customer, which you should, then you would be able to to do the same thing, click on their picture, let it take you to their profile page, and then be able to invite them as well. So I hope that that helps you, Gloria. Facebook is a wonderful tool. Of course, Facebook has over 400 million members. That's a lot of people, okay? And it's a wonderful opportunity if done tastefully and respectfully. It's a wonderful opportunity. I want to, at this time, let everyone know our book club is coming up. And for the month of July and August, we are going to be reading the book E-Myth, E-M-Y-T-H. E-Myth is one of my favorite books, and I always let everyone know that if you do not have this book on your bookshelf, then you need to, because this is like the business Bible for business owners, okay? E-Myth by Michael Gerber, and of course, you can get more information on that by going to our main website, womenaboutbiz.com, and clicking on bookstore, and there you'll be able to see our book club books. But E-Myth is a wonderful book, and if you're interested in truly learning how to systematize your business and how to make your business work like a machine, a well-ran machine, like franchises do, then you definitely want to join the book club for July and August and really, really participate with us as we read E-Myth. Of course, for those of you who know me, I've read the book probably about 10 to 12 times. I've taken a lot of workshops with Michael Gerber, who is the author, and I can tell you it works. It works absolutely incredibly, so you definitely want to pay attention to that. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and ask our producer to unmute our guest caller. Our featured guest today is Rhonda White, and I'm so excited that Rhonda is going to be on the call with us today. I want to let you know a little bit about her. First of all, this is a savvy networker, and in talking about networking today, you are going to probably hear some serious golden nuggets. So I want to encourage everyone tuning into the show to make sure you have a pen and notepad in hand. Rhonda White is an elevation speaker and coach. She is referred as the energizer and a master catapult, who has assisted many in uncovering, discovering, and launching their giant of potential within. And I love that. But Rhonda and I share the same view, I believe, on everybody being able to tap in their potential. She is highly sought after she's highly sought after speaker. And here are the areas that she speaks on: inner development, soar to more, author's ego morale through appreciation and consideration, the power of creativity, health and wholeness, soaring relationships, and elevating you from mere motivation to activation in your life. And it sounds like to me we need to have Rhonda to do a workshop for Women About Biz. She resides in Atlanta, Georgia, but passionately enjoys traveling across the country as a change agent at numerous universities, schools, corporations, and conventions. Rhonda hosts her own radio show as well. So for those of you who are on Blog Talk, you definitely want to look up Rhonda White, and I'm sure she'll let us know other things that we can connect with her through. She has been on television shows such as Fox News, and she was the host of her own television show, TCT Live, reaching over 100 million worldwide. She has worked with her friend, the renowned Les Brown, and has studied interpersonal communications and public speaking at Indiana Purdue University at Fort Wayne, and has been a magazine and newspaper columnist for several years. So Rhonda really, really knows a lot about networking. But what I'm impressed about most is that she's the author of 6 books and 3 CDs and has been in corporate America before and knows the benefit of being your own woman and being an entrepreneur. She is also a certified natural health professional, of course, and has helped a lot of people in this area. And so we have on the line with us what I call a superwoman entrepreneur, a woman who knows her worth, she knows who she belongs to, and she is ready to make things happen not only in her life but the lives of others. Rhonda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Rich Queen. How are you?
I am doing just fine, and I want to thank you for the blessing of your presence today on Successful Woman Radio.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm very honored, and I don't take it lightly, Trina, and so glad that God connected us for such a time as this to just expand and impact the world in a way that will not be forgotten, just for God's glory. So I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, I know that I've shared with you that we have been discussing all month business networking online and offline. And, of course, in our first week of June, we discussed business networking offline. But, Rhonda, now, do you believe that both are basically both are equally important, business networking online and offline?
Oh, definitely, Trina. It's very important. We are used to the traditional face-to-face, which will never be replaced, that's for sure, and it's much needed. But you're able to reach more of a magnitude of people when you're networking online. I have learned this in the last few years. I've had an email address myself since 1998, and I know Windows came out in 95, so the emailing has been a famous thing here in the last, you know, few years, 10, 15, 20 years. But I believe that the social media networking has taken a upward turn over the last, I'd say, 5 years with MySpace and with Twitter and Facebook and Ning, which is where I have fit in very well. I learned about Ning about little under three years ago and absolutely love it. So I definitely agree with you that both are needed. You're able to reach more people online, but you also need the face-to-face connections as well.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how you have used networking to really catapult your success, because I know that you're very successful and you do it seems, through a lot of word of mouth. So
yeah.
How do you use networking yourself? Again, I know you mentioned Ning, but tell us a little bit about some of the results you have had as a result of networking online through Ning and your social networks.
Well, a lot of success. I'm very grateful to God. I've met a lot of incredible people over the last 2.5 to 3 years since being on Ning. MySpace was okay, but Ning has really been the most successful for me. Just to give you an example, some of the individuals that I've met, we have communicated by phone since we connected online and have never met each other in person. They have been very supportive to what God has me doing to help in the business arena as well as in ministry. They've invited me to come and minister at their churches to speak. They've bought a lot of my books and CDs, and I've supported them and bought theirs and even promoted them. So it's been very successful, but a lot of people that are incredible connected with me right now, I've never met in person, Trina. It is just absolutely incredible. I'm talking about ladies and some gentlemen, but especially ladies that are like sisters to me, like we've known each other forever. And mm-hmm. It when you have a connection like that, I'm all about creating divine connections that will mm-hmm. last. Because when you're not connected, you're really disconnected. And a chain is not a chain without every link being connected. So you can, and I wanted to break this down in answering to your question as well. I thought about this before the show. The word network, okay? Work alone is wonderful, but that's mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. Networking is for others.
Mm-hmm.
See, because God has put something in each of us that someone in the world needs. There's a declaration that I encourage a lot of people to say, everything God put inside of me, someone in the world needs. In fact, they're looking for me, and they're seeking me out right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when God gave me that one day, I wrote it down with tears in my eyes. I said, wow. And it's the truth. Everything, you don't have the gifts and the business that's in your hand right now to go to waste. It is for mm-hmm. someone in the world. So when you network, when you just do work alone, that's really for you. But when you network, you are valuing what you possess and what you have and what you're proud of, the gifts and the business and your items and your products and resources, you are valuing that enough to share it. And that's when power begins to expand and you begin to put a little of yourself, trickle it around like sprinkling salt and pepper around, you know, the world when mm-hmm. you begin to network online. So it's been very beneficial and a blessing for me to network online. And as I said, with product sales, new marketing clients. I have a marketing online business now as a result of me and God inspiring me with that business when I was away on a shut-in and in Hawaii over a month, about over 2 years ago when I got back from that fasting and praying and had a little fun before I came back. That's God gave me marketing you, catapulting mm-hmm. and referring you to the world. And I created it on Ning as the platform, and it has been phenomenal. So it's been very successful for me.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And for those of you who are not familiar with Ning, again, Ning is also another powerful social networking tool, and that's www.ning.com. And, of course, we're going to make sure that you have all of Rhonda's Ning sites. We will make sure that we put links up on the Successful Woman Radio page for you on Women About Biz so that you can also connect. And if you are a part of Ning or whether you're not, you can get connected to Rhonda as well. Rhonda, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we see happening on networking that really shouldn't be going on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
I was going to say, Rhonda, you know, sometimes, you know, I think, and I want to mention this because I don't think that as women, Rhonda, we realize just the power, the amount of power we actually possessed in being able to help one another and being able to communicate with one another. So for those of you who are listening, you need to understand that as women, we really are the answer and the solution to helping each other succeed in our businesses. But unfortunately, there has been some, what I call some stinking thinking going on as it relates to how people network online. So Rhonda, I want to just talk a little bit about what shouldn't be going on online, because I see sometimes people don't want to develop a relationship. They just want to put a classified ad on the website.
Well, when you think about networking, okay, you must work the net right. And it comes to mind, Trina, in the good book in John 21, where Jesus was asking the disciples, have you caught anything? And this is a result. I'm going to kind of relay this in connection with networking, mm-hmm, what you're mm-hmm. referring to. He said to them, hey, have you caught anything? And they said, no, they had been fishing all night. Well, some people have been networking and networking. It seems like it's not working. The networking is not working. Mm-hmm. And it's because they're not doing it right. And Jesus said to them, try throwing the net on the right side of the mm-hmm. boat. And I take that as start doing things the right way, and you'll catch as much as you want. The Bible says when they turned the net and put it on the right side, not the left side, but the right side of the boat, after fishing all night now, same water, same boat, you know, mm-hmm. and when they threw the net on the right side of the boat and began to do things the right way, it says that the net was so full it began to tear, and they gathered 153 large fish. And I look at that as if you want to get the large-minded people, not to leave the little ones behind, because I love the downtrodden and the forgotten, and that's where my area is. But I also want to connect with those who are on fire. They have a purpose in mind. They're on a higher thinking consciousness, and they don't need a lot of taking, you know, you don't have to take them by the hand and lead them everywhere, but they're self-starters and self-motivated. So if you want to get certain types of people, you have to become that type of a business partner or that friend online or that person. I tell authors, if you want more book sales, my golly, will you please examine yourself and ask yourself, whose book have you bought? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. And so, you know, you don't just put an ad on somebody's page, oh, check my book out, buy my book, or check out my business, my multi-level, whatever. Who are you supporting? Self-evaluation for elevation is very important. So I believe that selfishness should not be online. I believe us being self-centered because, again, work is for you, networking is for others, just like work is for you, and works with an S is good deeds, which is for another person. So I believe that if we look beyond ourselves and and not just look at what we have, Trina, but mm-hmm. how we can help advance and catapult and even give exposure to another person. Whatever you give, you shall mm-hmm. receive, but you're going to give back more than what you give. So if you help and say, you know what, on my website, I'm going to just, for no cost, I'm going to promote someone's book, I'm going to promote a young lady's business and just put a blast out to help her out. Guess what? I don't know who it will be. It may not be the person you helped, but somebody's going to do the same thing for you, and it's mm-hmm. going to be more than one person because you're going to get back more than what you gave. So selfishness, being self-centered, and then jealous and envious. Mm-hmm. Don't be a hater. Be a celebrator, mm-hmm. you know, because we're all on the same team. There's,
exactly.
there's no competitors. We're components. And when you say the word component, mm-hmm. those are different parts that work together. So no matter if it's ministry, business, corporate, spiritual, teaching, whatever it is that we all do, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I mean, washing cars, whatever. We all are working together in the world to help expand ourselves and to impact someone's life for the better. And I am not your competitor, and I'm not against you. I'm for you. So that's one thing that I've noticed, Trina. I've seen a lot on me,
mm-hmm.
a lot. And some networks I've been on and some I left. And everything is a reason and a season. That's one thing with online, Trina, that we must understand. You're not any one place to stay forever. That's even a church. That's a job. You know, we hope you stay in your marriage till you die. You know, mm-hmm. we like for that to last. But I know that we transist. That's why we had elementary school, middle school, and high school. Because even online, if you feel like you're in a place, mm-hmm. and then you feel you need to remove yourself because of the environment being toxic, or you have released into that network all that you feel you've been assigned to release, and you've received all that you can get, and there's no more to get because you've come to a standstill, then if you feel led to leave for a season or forever, follow your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't stay where you're not wanted. I had to leave some where my light was shining too bright, and they were just like, oh, that Rhonda, oh,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have that in person sometimes, and so Jesus was not wanted everywhere he went.
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So that's one of the, those are some of the things that I feel shouldn't be happening online, yeah.
Okay, and I just want to point out for everyone as well, you know, again, you know, when you're online to present yourself in business, keep in mind that you are creating and branding yourself with everything that you say and do. I always like to say, never give negative comments. You know, I'm a
yeah.
person about positivity because there's just so much negative in the world, you know, and you don't want to be considered as a hater when you're really not. So you have to be very careful about what you say online, you know.
Yeah.
I have a rule of thumb, say something good about everyone because we can find the good in everyone. And
yeah.
so when you're online, again, like Rhonda was saying, look at how you can help other people. If you can make announcements about someone else's business, if there's someone that goes online and said that they need help with their business, or can you guys take a look at my website and let me know what you think, you know, if you have 5 minutes, go take a look at their website and then give them some constructive criticism. Or if you know someone who can help them with their website, if you feel that they really need help, you know, do that. I also recommend that if you make comments to individuals, things that you want to recommend to them, but you don't have that expertise, don't make the recommendation if you can't provide the solution. I believe that, you know, and let me repeat it. Don't make the recommendation if you can't provide the solution. If you go to someone's website and you say, you know, your website looks like it needs to be tweaked a little bit, and it looks like there are a lot of errors and blah, 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 thank you for telling me. But I believe that when someone comes at you like that, if they are about a solution but they just want to tell you and put it in your face, it's nice for them to let you know. But I often wonder, how did you send that to me? Did you send that to me with the heart of, well, your website looked good, but there I found some errors in it and I want to point it out to you? Or did you have the type of heart where I really want you to succeed? Here is the name of two people that I know do great websites. Here's an editor that helped me with mine. You may want to talk with her. It's very, very important as women that we really learn how to constructively network online and offline. And I believe that we must be willing. We must be willing, without fail, we must be willing to be sincere with one another. I want you guys to think about something. Are you aware that as women, we are 85% the consumer decision makers in America? Are you aware of that? Because if you were not, that is some serious power. But here's what I have learned in my research and discovery. I have learned that most of the time, women don't give other women as much business as they need to. We are attracted, believe it or not, by all male marketing and advertising for the most part. Women don't necessarily know how to market to women. And that is something that I think that we take for granted. We think that just because we are women that we should know how to reach out to women. And in some cases, or probably in most cases, that's just not the truth. Who knows us most from the marketing world are men. They've had decades, generations, even a century to practice on what we like and what we don't like and how to attract us to what it is that they want us to have. So I want to recommend that if your target market is women, if you're wanting to reach out and connect with women, I am going to suggest that you slow the pace down and really learn what it is that women want. And I'm talking about online networking. You know, ask friends, create a survey to ask other business women to fill that survey out about what it is that they want. How do you want to be marketed to? That's very, very important, okay?
Well, because, Gina, I'm going to interject right there. My experience with marketing you has been very phenomenal. And I know that marketing you and the Nings, of course, is not as large as Facebook, and I'm going to say yet because everything starts small, you know, and so don't despise small beginnings. But I have a lot of women. The majority of the people who advertise with us are, I would say, as high as 95% women, and I'm a woman, and it's a blessing, and especially hearing what you're saying. I know that it's true in many arenas, but I just want you to be encouraging those who are listening, and then things are going to change because you and I just connected. We met at an event a couple years ago when Les was in town, and I was there, and I met you, and we never really got together, and then we talked a couple times, and then finally last week the connection was sealed. Because we took out time to talk.
Exactly.
That's why I was
saying,
you know, you can do the emailing all you want and all that hands-off, you know, which we do to reach more people, but it does not replace a phone call.
It does
not. And it does not replace one-on-one face-to-face because you and I, even though we had a good conversation last week, you know, to really seal when we spoke two or three other times, we also have said we're going to have lunch, you know, because we both have so much that we can do to help women that we need to really understand. And when you finally had a chance to listen and then I listened to you, you said, wow, I didn't know, Rhonda, you were doing all that. And so that's, we've missed the value in each other. So I wanted to just encourage you to say that most of the clients we have for marketing you are 95% women. I have very few men that are marketing with us. And if you go, and I'll give a couple of the websites right
Please
now,
do.
Too, if that's okay. Yeah, you can first go to RhondaWhite.com. RhondaWhite.com. And when you go there, there is a page that says Eagle Store/Our Networks. Eagle Store/Our Networks. And we promote authors and speakers and writers and comedians and business owners and any products that you have, T-shirts, you know, hats, CDs, books, whatever, DVDs. We promote them in our Eagle stores on all of our 14 networks. Now, we are condensing down, and we will be eliminating some of the 14 networks over the next couple weeks because of changes with Ning. But if you go to RhondaWhite.com and then go to the Eagle Store/Networks page, you will see six of our networks. Marketing You is our top network. That's the top one that we have. And when you go there, you will see all of the people we're promoting. But when you pull up RhondaWhite.com, scroll down, because that's one of our networks, the Partners Network, you will see out of all of our partners, there's only probably about two men out of all the women. It's about 30 two or three people, and I have to add another four partners, which are mostly women, are all women. And so that's just, yes, I'm just sharing that with you as
wonderful,
well, Trina.
Wonderful.
Isn't that amazing? I'm telling
it
you,
is.
Out of all those success
it
partners,
is.
And I'm a woman, and I have mostly women that are partnering. And the Success Partners Network, just to let you know, and I know our time is winding up, just very quickly for those who are listening, partners get a whole year of advertisement and promotion online free. It's included in them being a partner. If you want more information about being a partner, when you go to RhondaWhite.com, my number's there, but I'll give it on the air in case, you don't have a computer yet, 415-534-1445. And so we promote them. We also give them coaching. I do brainstorming sessions and coaching sessions with them to help them expand their creativity. Say, oh, my God, Rhonda, I never thought about these three things I could do to help my business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just things that they never – a lot of these people are much older than me. they're coming because no one will take time with them. Like you and I did last week,
mm-hmm,
Trina,
exactly.
That is the missing link. I don't care how many Twitters and Facebooks we get. That what we did last week, sis, is had more of an impact than me sending you a lot of emails that you don't have time to read, but you had to take time to listen to the God in me, and I listened to the God in you, and we went, oh, my God, that is awesome.
Yeah,
and boom,
yeah.
Here we are connected, and you said, why don't you come on the show? So I'm just saying, all of you that are listening, just go within yourself. And these are my final words to Trina. Just go within yourself, everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
And do an evaluation of what God has breathed inside of you and what do you have to offer to another in the world, whether male or female. And once you write those things down, then you begin to expand on how can they be expanded even more, those two or three or four or five things, how could you even make those more multiple avenues of revenue. You know, Ecclesiastes 11:6 says, be sure to stay busy and plant a variety of crops, for you never know which will grow, perhaps they all will. And
mm-hmm.
So we, you know, Proverbs 31 woman was a multifaceted woman. If you read from the first verse, not the 10th verse, but start at the first verse all the way down to the end, this woman was doing at least 8 to 10 things. And
mm-hmm.
although we do need to brand ourselves, as I know we share,
uh-huh.
yeah,
uh-huh.
but you also have to know, most billionaires do not just have one company. Oprah does movies. She has the Broadway play.
Exactly.
She has the Oxygen Network TV channel. She has many things that we may not have even heard of because she may not put her name with everything. But believe you me, that it's not just that Oprah show that has made her a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want you all to know that God told us to multiply, not add, divide, or subtract in Genesis 1 from the beginning of time before we were even conceived. So you must know that 20 plus 20 is 40, but 20 multiplied by 20 is 400. You are powerful,
you
rich
are
queens
powerful.
And kings. Yes, and I want to
exactly.
thank you, Trina, for having me on.
Oh, Rhonda, thank you so much. And you
and
know this isn't the last time you're going to be on the show, and everybody may as well get used to the name Rhonda White, because
praise
I tell
God.
You, Rhonda is adding seeds of blessings into my life through her network. And this is just an example to all of you who are on the call today that as women we can help each other, and we are going to. Stay connected to Successful Woman Radio. And Rhonda, at this time, I want to thank you for being on the show. And we will have you back on quite a few times because we know that you have talents with book writing. We know that you have talents with coaching and helping a lot of women and mentoring. So we're going to have you back on under a lot of different topics. So I look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Trina, and God bless you. And keep
you,
on soaring like you're
you
doing.
You too. You too. Thank
okay.
you, Rhonda.
And I'll stay on to the end.
Okay, and for those of you that have just tuned in, of course, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and we just had Rhonda White, and I want to make sure that everybody has Rhonda's website. That is Rhonda, RhondaWhite.com, RhondaWhite.com. Make sure you go on her website, look up at the menu bar, and click on Eagles Store, and you will be able to connect with her, and you will be able to find out all of the wonderful things she is doing and how she is helping women as well. I just want to give you three tips that I think will take you far in networking, whether it's online or offline. Number one is to know what you want to represent for yourself, okay? You cannot be everything to everybody. Although you may be involved with a lot of different projects, it all starts with you creating that first brand around yourself. So know what you want to represent. Number two, make sure that you follow up. Listen, social networking and networking offline, they both are created and they are there so you can sow seeds of blessings into other people's lives and you're going to receive blessings yourself. But here's something you need to understand. It requires implementation and action, which is so very, very important. It's what happens after you have connected that is the most important part of networking. That means that you're going to have to do telephone calls. You're going to have to schedule some online chats. You're going to have to do some things to get connected to that person so they know who you are. Marketing is all about relationship and trust, and a person has to have that familiar trust with you in order for them to be interested in partaking of your product or your service. And that's why Rhonda had mentioned that you've got to be willing to give back, that networking is all about giving. Okay, and that's very important. The third thing is make sure you keep in a folder in your computer or written down in your business journal, wherever you keep your resources, keep a listing of resources to share with other people. As you are browsing on Facebook, as you are browsing on other websites and you're looking at all of the various things that are going on, make sure, okay, make sure that you are able to share that information with other individuals. That goes a long ways, which is so very, very important. In addition to that, and speaking of announcements, I want to share some things with you guys. I think I mentioned it last time, but Pepsi-Cola has a great new campaign that they are doing, and I don't know if there's a deadline to this campaign. However, it's refresheverything.com. That's refresh, R-E-F-R-E-S-H, everything.com. That is a great new campaign that Pepsi-Cola has going on, giving away millions to fund great ideas, whether it's profit or nonprofit. If you have been looking for a way to tap into some funding for your business, you definitely want to go to refresheverything.com, sponsored by Pepsi-Cola. And all the information is there for you. You're not going to believe this. It's quite amazing. And so I want to make sure everybody spread the word about this, refresheverything.com. I also want to make sure that you guys are aware of our teleclass coming up on the 30th of June, Social Networking 101. Of course, here on Successful Woman Radio, we can't give you a whole workshop or a teleclass. We are touching and discussing some of the things about networking. But with Social Networking 101, it is a really good core foundational teleclass that's provided free to you. All you need to do is go to Women About Biz. That's Women About B-I-Z, as in zebra.com, Women About Biz. Click on the word events in the top red menu bar and register online. If you're not a member of Women About Biz, it's free right now, so go on womenaboutbiz.com and take advantage of your free membership. We have a great social network ourselves on the website, and of course you get to connect with other business women there as well. I also want to call your attention to just some powerful things we've got going on with Women About Biz. We have coming up and debuting on July 1st. We're going to begin to make announcements about it, and then our big grand debut will be on September 1st, Empower for Women. You guys, this is going to knock your socks off. This is a new funding program that is going to provide thousands of dollars to you that you don't have to pay back. And so if you want to learn more about the Empower program, I definitely want you to stay tuned to Successful Woman Radio. Stay tuned to your email. And if you really want to hear about it today, I need you to email me. Here's my email, T Newbie. That's T as in Trina, tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. That's tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. And, of course, you'll learn more if you email me today about the Empower for Women program. It is quite incredible. God has blessed me with it. We're going to bless hundreds of thousands of women around the world who are needing money to fund their businesses, who are needing money to make ends meet in their homes and their households, and who are needing money to bless others. So please, if you have time, make sure that you email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com and say, Trina, I want to learn about Empower for Women. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and we've tried to pack so much in, but I want to give you some inspiration for the week. I want you to understand that you were born to be wealthy. You were born to have abundance in your life, and you were born to bless others. And so this week I want you to say to yourself, I am worthy to be abundant. I am worthy to have abundance. I am worthy to share my abundance with others. Again, I am worthy to be abundant, I am worthy to have abundance, and I am worthy to share my abundance with others. On behalf of the Successful Woman Radio Network and Women About Biz, thank you for tuning in.